And if the window had been barred against me, I would certainly have gone to the rooftop. If taking my life appeases your anger, do so, please. I swear by God, Rahele is dearer to me than my life.
Tell me, Abdullah, what fault did you find in me that caused you to leave me? Perhaps you actually did leave me on purpose. Was it something I did that diminished me in your eyes? Tell me what I have done.
I swear that as the sun rises daily to dispel the darkness, you've been an angel of light in the bleakness of my life. May your pain be mine. May your name live for posterity. I have not come here by my own will. Another power has drawn me.
Tell me, Abdullah. Tell me. What power is this?
A voice is calling me from Kufa. A voice that no one else can hear. Oh, Rahele. Hussein ibn Ali is the reason I have become a Muslim. As you've told me. But when I listened to what those people were saying during the ceremony about Hussein ibn Ali, I became totally confused. I said it might leave this earth and might never find the truth. Regretting forever the fact that I did not seek. Regretting forever the fact that I did not seek the truth when it could be found.
Did you hear that? He's in doubt.
Let him speak.
During the ceremony, I heard a call for help. After some time, I knew only I could hear it. The voice cried, "Is there anyone who can help me?" Thus I rose.
He's speaking nonsense!
Hold your tongue.
I have heard these words in my dreams before. There was the blacksmith Asfad and two others, whom I did not recognize. Asfad had sought Hussein ibn Ali long before I took my first step. Long before me.
You liar! You're raving. You speak nonsense and this will not remove the disgrace.
Be quiet, Tahir. My name is of no importance here. Let this new convert continue on his path. And Abdullah, you are without a single dinar or a drop of water. Go, Abdullah. But not empty-handed. Take this. Here's a shield and a lasso. Take this bread and coins. Go, Abdullah. If you have been called, then go. Let him go. Go find the truth, but return either with faith or denial.
Riley, dear sister, how will you return to our tribe?
With pride.
By now you should know where you are.
I swear by God that these are but fallen idols.
Ignorant idols which have fallen down. All those who pass by throw stones at them. My forefathers were their caretakers. And I do my best to atone for their sins.
Some years back, people would decorate them with jewels. Now people hurl stones at them. Glory unto my Lord, who inhabits the heavens. I wish I knew what Hussein ibn Ali has said about them.
How can I throw stones at lifeless idols while living ones roam the earth?
Come, my dear Sid. I cannot do what this man has said.
To Kufa. Take only the crooked roads.
What is this test, Hussein? Why should I encounter a score of wronged people that if I rush to their aid, I be distanced from thee? If I ignore them, would I be a coward in thy sight? Nevertheless, onward.
Let us return and tend the spoor.
Whatever you lay your hands on is yours.
Why leave me in the midst of the caravan?